This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So is there really any hope after all what we have discussed in the previous episodes? Seems that addiction is really something very, very tough. Can we really get rid of these addictions? The answer is absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. You're going to know, inshallah ta'ala, after a sip of coffee. Bismillah. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers, my sisters in Islam. Welcome back. Episode number 5, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, on habits and addictions. Particularly, we'll discuss today about rehabilitation and recovery strategies to break free from those vices, insha'Allah ta'ala. Did you hear the story of Abu Mihjan al-Thaqafi, radiallahu anhu wa arda? A man who was addicted to alcohol before Islam and after Islam. The man who was punished by the Prophet ﷺ for his addiction to alcohol, and he was punished by several leaders of the Muslims even afterwards. Abu Mihjan al-Thaqafi, he even told his son before Islam, when I die, bury me under a grape tree. Look at this. So that the dry grapes that fall will quench my bones and dust after I turn into dust. Can you imagine how addictive that was? Abu Mihjan al-Thaqafi, radiallahu anhu wa arda, may Allah be pleased with him. Excuse me, brother, why are you saying may Allah be pleased with him? Isn't he a drunkard? Isn't he a man who used to be addicted to alcohol? Yes, and he was able to defeat that addiction by Allah's will. And this is what everyone needs to know. That even though you're addicted, even though you are stuck, there is hope. If you follow the right methodologies, inshallah ta'ala. And then in the next two episodes today and next episode, bi'idhnillah, we want to give you some of those methodologies that work very well with many people, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, to get rid of your addiction. But remember, you need to exert some efforts on your part. Abu Mihjan al-Thaqafi radiallahu anhu arda, when he was called by Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas in one of the battles, the battle of Al-Qadisiyah in Ramadan, he handcuffed him and he said, you know what, you don't deserve to fight with the Muslims during jihad. You don't deserve. So he handcuffed him and he left him there and they went to fight the enemies. And subhanAllah, it was that moment when he was prevented from something very, very rewardable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He felt so guilty and he begged the wife of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas to release him, and he promised that he will come back after the battle and handcuff himself. One of the lessons to learn here is that you need to be handcuffed. You need to be restricted. You can't be free anymore until you are sober, until you are told by an expert, alhamdulillah, now you can be on your own, provided that you will follow the same lifestyle. I've written in several books about the trick or the trap of shaitan that is called the little bit trick. Some people, when they remain sober for a couple of weeks, couple of months, couple of even years, sometimes 2-3 years, people will be sober and all of a sudden they will say, oh, let me just watch one video, a little bit, a YouTube, not even hardcore something. And that little bit can be all what it takes for you to go back to square one. Wallahi, I've seen people who relapse after 5 years of sobriety. Why? Because they did not maintain the lifestyle that worked for them. So here is a basic rule. Whatever worked for you, whatever methodology that worked for you, take it to the grave. Don't ever say, ah, let me now relax today. Let me take a break today. No, no, no. Whatever worked for you. For example, if you developed a system that you don't want to go to weddings where music and dances and all this and people wearing inappropriate clothes and that can be your trigger and you quit that, quit it for life. And don't feel sorry to apologize and don't feel, you know, that you're obliged to go to people and say, sorry, I can't attend your wedding. You congratulate them. You send them text messages. You visit them in their homes, but you're not obliged to go to places where it can take you back to square one and your addictive behavior. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding. One of the things that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam established when he migrated from Mecca to Medina was to establish a hub, a community and a support system that can serve the Muslims in their new faith. Because they didn't know what to do. Yes, they took the shahada. They say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Bear witness, there's no God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that Muhammad is his messenger. But what's next? Subhanallah al-Azim, alhamdulillah, I've been traveling a lot in Southeast Asia, Philippines, Hong Kong, and the like. And we have seen so many people coming to Islam. But we have seen so many people quitting Islam after the Shahada. There was no any follow-up. You see, that's the importance of immediately developing good system to protect people from slipping back and going back to their bad lifestyle and bad habits, you see? So the Prophet ﷺ understood this. And when he was driven out of his home in Mecca, in his beloved Mecca, and went to Medina, the first thing that he thought of is building the Prophet Masjid. So the first thing you need to do, my brothers and sisters, after being restricted, remember, after being restricted, if you visit any rehabilitation center, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all those who are addicted, whether to either, you know, substance or to behaviors or whatever else, may Allah free them from the shackle of addiction because it tastes bitter, it feels miserable. May Allah protect us all. If you wanted to know even more, there was an actor who just passed away recently. His name is Matthew Perry. I listened to his audiobook four times, because he is narrating his miserable story. May Allah protect us all. A man who used to earn $1 million a week. And we're talking about many, many years back. We're talking about from, I think, 1994 to 2004. That was the series they used to act there. $1 million a week. He said he had, back then, he would have given them all away to get rid of his addiction to drugs, to pills, and to alcohol. He would give up everything that he owned. $20 million home that he had. An apartment, just an apartment, he said. And he said it in a very honest manner. Whether you agree with him or not, he's Muslim, no, it doesn't matter. We're talking about a man who was stuck all his life from the age of 14 until 56 or 54 when he passed. All his life is within this miserable life of addiction. It's not an easy thing. It is not easy. And why was it? I listened to the book several times because I wanted to know what were the main issues that made him stuck into that cycle for the rest of his life. And one of them was, he was always alone. He was always alone. He said in his book that my mind was there, out there to kill me. Whenever I'm alone, I'm afraid. I'm worried because I know that it's going to happen. So again, it all comes to something very important. You need to be restricted. And you cannot be restricted while you are just, you know, lying down in your bedroom with your phone, swiping up and down as you please. No, no, no. You have to restrict yourself. Number two, you have to build a support system. People to run to, people to go to, whenever you feel that you are triggered and you are about at the verge of relapse. Number three, when you relapse, don't remain there. Don't feel like it's khalas, there is no turning back. You know, some people like that, they give up when they relapse a couple of times. Part of the recovery, they always tell us, you know, among the package of recovery includes relapses.
And part of the recovery journey is to relapse sometimes and learn what led you to relapses in the first time. And when you avoid those triggers that led you to relapses, you will not relapse again, and so on and so forth. It will take time, but wallahi, it's doable. Ask yourself this question. Isn't it better to restrict yourself for a year or two than being stuck within the cycle of addiction for the rest of your life? Which is better? Which is better? To be restricted for a year or two until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened doors for you and to, you know, you can live on your own without the hassle of being watched, being monitored. Another thing, the devices that we use, unless you filter them. There are softwares out there that are as cheap as nuts or free, even free. You know, they can monitor your behavior online, and they can block nudity, and they can send reports to your accountability partners. People, as we mentioned in previous episodes, you need people who know about your struggle so that they can assist you whenever you need. You can't fight that ghost on your own, period. You cannot defeat addiction by yourself. It's as simple as that. You see? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding. And last but not least, this is something like among the recovery methodologies that you may use in your life, inshallah, to bring about goodness, inshallah, is serving others, raising awareness. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters, the man that we spoke about, the 18-year-old boy that we talked about earlier, he is now part of the Aware Academy, that little organization that I started some years ago. And he's one of the coaches that teach others about the harmful impact of pornography, believe it or not. Alhamdulillah, and he's married, he has 3 kids, Allahu Akbar. One day he wanted to kill himself, remember? And because he followed and he gave up his cell phone for 2 years, he never used a cell phone. Allahu Akbar, who amongst us today can even breathe without Wi-Fi? La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. Allah protect us all. So I hope that those 4 methodologies can bring you closer, inshallah. Next episode and the conclusion of this series, inshallah, will be something called the critical alignment model. How can we live in a manner that is so aligned with our principles and values, and that is Islam? And once you put that in place, inshallah ta'ala, things will become more brighter, bi-idhnillah. جزاكم الله خيرا. May Allah protect us all. Ameen رب العالمين. We'll see you next episode. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.